This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Now, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited to your box, and we would like to express our greetings to the attribute as well as our gratitude for your offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to share with the rest of you. For indeed, for us, it is an opportunity for which we are grateful to share with your interaction and your reality in terms of the experiences that you have the opportunity to create and to participate in your vibrational level. Now, before we begin, we would suggest that there exists for each of you the opportunity to be involved in what we refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this evening, or indeed that portion that you refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are, or whatever terminology it is that you use to describe that portion that you like to refer to as your spirituality. Indeed, as a result of the energy that you have created and participated in this space this evening, you will find it quite easy for you to alter your consciousness. You have got to close your eyes and express the intention to enter into an altered state of consciousness that many of you refer to as a meditative state. And in that altered state of consciousness, you have that opportunity to be involved in that silent communication. And many times individuals are involved in that interaction. They feel like they're not listening to what we're saying, that they're involved in some other type of activity. And when they return from that activity or that interaction, they have difficulty in recalling or having any type of memory of any interaction occurring at all. And yet we would assure you that indeed there does have that interaction or exchange of information. And many times that information is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is the information that we attempt to express to you through our friend Elias and through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And so, as well, this information that you're receiving in this expression through, once again, a limited use of a vocabulary, is nonetheless registering. It's not that it's not entering into your so-called memory or listening and comprehending apparatus. Absolutely not. You may not recall it, but you can't sit here in any state of consciousness and not hear it, and not have it resonate, although you may not recall it, should you choose to enter into that meditative state. Nonetheless, you most definitely will hear it and retain it, as you will hear and retain some interaction or telepathic interaction and exchange of information in that altered state of consciousness. And many times, in your so-called future, in your participation in your day-to-day activities, you have the opportunity to bring up forth into your consciousness intuitive suggestions as to how to assist you in creating the reality that you desire to experience as a result of your interaction in that silent communication or telepathic exchange of information. So as always, we suggest that that opportunity exists. We would never tell you that you should or should not do anything, but rather suggest that it's an opportunity and it's your choice. Absolutely. Now, you exist in, for lack of a better terminology, what we refer to as a vibrational level. We call it a vibrational level simply because this particular conscious state that you are involved in is indeed quite similar to all of the other vibrational levels or states of consciousness that exist throughout all of creation. You have some rather unique features to your vibrational level that do not exist in any of the other vibrational levels, and yet, in many ways, it is quite similar. We as an entity, a spark of consciousness, if you wish, are indeed quite similar to who and what you truly are. we simply don't exist within this sect or within this vibrational level, because we choose not to. You exist within this vibrational state or this vibrational level because you choose to. It's important to grasp the concept that you choose to exist in your vibrational level. You're not put here by some entity that says you must come down here and be involved in any type of experience or learning or advancement. Absolutely not. You can have that if you wish, and we'll refer to that particular thought later on this evening. But for now, we would suggest that you're here by choice. Absolutely. Your choice. This vibrational level that you exist in is once again rather unique. Because you see, when you, as entities, exist in this vibrational level, you put in place what we refer to as an electromagnetic type of energy. We use that terminology once again because it's simply a terminology that comes close to giving you some type of an explanation that you can grasp an understanding of, that there's an energy that permeates throughout your entire universe. That's an electromagnetic type of energy. It exists in each and every atom of the entire universe, absolutely. That electromagnetic type of energy, some of your new agers have referred to as a wave, if you wish, does several things. It has multiple purposes. And one is that it limits your capacity in any state of consciousness, be it in your awake consciousness state, or in your meditative state, or in your dream state, or in your so-called between incarnational state, or when you die, in other words. As long as you exist in any of those states of consciousness, in this vibrational level, this electromagnetic type of energy, this veil that you have put in place, limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You hide from that fact that you are indeed the creator of your reality. You hide from the fact that you are all that is. You hide from the fact that you are that God that you search for. It exists within each and every one of you. That's who and what you truly are. But you put in place once again within this vibrational level that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are in all the various levels of consciousness. Now as you enter into those altered states of consciousness, you can get glimpses of the truth in terms of this reality and this experience that you're involved in. But when you're in your awakened consciousness state, it's very difficult for you to grasp the concept of who and what you truly are. And it's difficult because you choose. It's important to understand that you choose. Not some other entity that says, well, you must have this, or you must do this, or you must experience this type of reality. Absolutely not. You choose to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. That's one of the purposes of that veil. Another purpose of that veil is that it limits any entities existing outside of your vibrational level to influence the creation process within your vibrational level. If there's an entity existing outside of your vibrational level that wishes to participate in the creation of your vibrational level, then they simply have to enter into it and to agree to participate in the perpetuation of this electromagnetic type of energy, of this veil. It's a human consciousness agreement, if you wish, to put it in place in your vibrational level. It limits, first of all, your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, and it limits the capacity or ability of any entity existing outside of your vibrational level to influence your creation, to influence your reality, to create for you. You create your reality. You are that God that you search for. You are the creator, both as individuals and as a human consciousness. Absolutely. This vibrational level that you exist in is unique because it's the only vibrational level throughout all of creation that puts in place and sustains that electromagnetic type of energy, that of air, that has that uniqueness of limiting your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You see, in the other vibrational levels, entities existing within that vibrational level understand that they are the creators of their reality. When you understand that capacity to create, when you grasp that concept, then it's much more difficult to create a reality that has the capacity to allow you to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings, because you know it's illusionary. The only experience that you can have in terms of an emotion or feeling is that feeling of absolute unconditional love. In the other realities, that feeling, if you wish, is permeated throughout the creation process. You understand that you create your reality from a position of absolute unconditional love. And while that's a great feeling, absolutely, you choose identities existing within your vibrational level to set that aside. And we use terminology that you can understand in terms of your belief in time and space. If you set it aside for the time that you're involved in the creation process in this vibrational level, you choose to set aside the understanding that you are the creators of your reality, that you are indeed the ones responsible for the experiences that you participate in your day-to-day activities. When we suggest to you that you create your reality, many individuals can grasp the concept that they create certain aspects of your reality. You can understand, for example, and believe that you're in control of the creation of the reality that might determine when you are going to arise from your sleep periods into your so-called awakened consciousness state. You understand that you can have indeed control over certain aspects of this creation process. You can make choices that indeed will have consequences throughout your day-to-day activities. And in that sense, you believe you are in control of certain aspects of your creation process. That's not what we're suggesting. We're suggesting that you have that, absolutely. Right down to the infinite second, you have that control. Not only have it, but you do it, whether you believe you do it or not. What we're suggesting is that you are the creators of your entire universe, of each and every atom that exists throughout your universe. You as individuals and as a human consciousness are the creators. You perpetuate it, you put it in place, and you sustain it. It's a validation of your belief system. Absolutely. The reality that you experience is a validation of the belief that you hold. It's really that simple. You entered into this vibrational level for the opportunity of experiencing an intense range of emotions and feelings that's not possible or duplicated in any other vibrational level throughout all of creation. Let us give you an analogy so that you can get a grasp of that concept, so that you can attempt to at least say, okay, Josiah, we agree that maybe perhaps that's a possibility. You all understand that when you enter into a theater, when you go to see some type of a projection that's upon a screen, that what you're viewing upon that screen indeed is a projection that's simply one other man's concept or perception of an idea that is portrayed upon the screen, and it's simply a trick of light and sound. It's not real. And yet as you watch that particular projection upon the screen, you can, within a very brief period of time, go through an intense range of emotions and feelings. You can be brought to tears, or you can be in joy, you can experience all types of feelings. But when you leave that theater, when you step back out into the fresh air, you understand that it was an illusion. You understand that it wasn't real. That in that particular moment that you were in that theater, time and space had no validation. There may have been an entire passage of lifetimes upon that screen in the few moments that you were involved in sitting in that theater. And so when you leave the theater, because you understand that it was illusionary, the intensity of the emotions and feelings is not that strong. However, when you exist in your conscious state, in this vibrational level, and you put aside the understanding that you are the creators, when you put aside the understanding that your reality is as illusionary as what was portrayed upon the screen, only this reality that you're experiencing in your conscious state is your creation. It's your reality. When you put aside that understanding and the responsibility for that creation, and you feel that you're not in control, then suddenly the intensity of the emotions and feelings is enhanced many times over what it was when you experienced it in that theater. Not only is it enhanced many, many times, but indeed the range of emotions and feelings has a tendency to span. It participates throughout your creative process in this particular incarnational period, and indeed in other incarnational periods as well. And so it seems more real, because you believe you're not in control. You exist in this vibrational level with this energy that you put in place so that you can experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that are not possible to experience in any other vibrational level throughout all of creation. Your vibrational level is unique in that sense. In many other senses, it is very similar to the other vibrational levels. You have belief systems that you put in place. Belief systems that we refer to as the human consciousness belief systems, you have the societal belief systems, and you have your individual belief systems. And they all work hand in hand to create this reality that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness that. The human consciousness belief systems are ones that you have very great difficulty in altering or changing. And some of them are very influential upon the reality that you experience. And one of the most difficult for you to grasp as being illusionary is the belief in time and space. You believe indeed that there is a passage of time and that there is space. And it's illusionary. It only exists in your awakened consciousness state. Even in your altered states of consciousness, in your dream states and in your meditative states, and indeed particularly in your between incarnational states, you get glimpses and understandings that time is illusionary. You experience many lifetimes in altered states of consciousness. And you certainly have that capacity to experience the passage of either your past or future in this particular incarnational period in your so-called dream state or in your meditative state. And you can get glimpses of existing in a reality where time is illusionary. It doesn't really exist. You see, time only exists in your awakened consciousness state. It's not real. It's an illusionary concept, and one that you choose to participate in and to validate. It's one of the human consciousness that you have agreed as a total human consciousness to perpetuate, to make it real. Because you see, when you have time and space, indeed, it validates that there's a beginning and an end. And it makes it real. It gives you a past, and it gives you a future. The irony of it is that it's illusionary. You exist rather in what we refer to as the now. And it doesn't matter what type of terminology we attempt to give you an explanation of the now, all of your terminology that you utilize in your vocabulary deals with and participates in the validation in this belief in time and space. You believe that there's a past, and there's a now, a present, and there's a future. Very difficult for you to tell what part you're in. For you see, you're always in the now, if you wish. You're always in the present, and yet the present, by the time we suggested you're in the present, has become the past, and that present is indeed into the future. It's illusionary. It doesn't really exist. And yet you believe in it. It validates the reality. It makes it real. It makes it more difficult. And in your altered states of consciousness, time and space are illusions. You believe in space. You believe that there is indeed this multitude of space between objects. You see, it's space there that validates indeed the passage of time. The two go hand in hand, time and space. And yet, there is no such thing as space. It's a human consciousness awake concept. It's a belief system that you hold, and you create the reality to validate the belief in your awakened consciousness that. You exist in a vibrational level that occupies the same space as all of the other vibrational levels throughout all of creation. It occupies the same space as all of your so-called incarnational periods of your so-called past or history and your so-called future. They all exist in the same space. Now, let us use an analogy to give you an example that you can grasp at least some type of understanding of how that can be. You understand very well that there is within your atmosphere in this particular Earth system a multitude of different types of waves, radio waves, radio frequencies, if you wish. And you understand, it's good, that throughout this multitude of frequencies, it's possible for you, through the use of a certain apparatus, to tune into one particular frequency or radio wave while eliminating all the rest. They're all there, but you tune into one while eliminating all the rest. And yet they all occupy the same space at the same time. So it is in your vibrational level. You tune into one. You, in your awakened consciousness state, believe that this is the most important existence that you are involved in. And yet it is but a portion of what you are. It's a minute part of who and what you truly are. And it doesn't mean it's insignificant. You see, when we tell you that your reality is illusionary, and we tell you that you created and that it validates your belief system, illusionary does not mean that it doesn't have importance. Illusionary in your vocabulary has the tendency to bring with it that belief that indeed, if it's illusionary, then it doesn't have significance. It must be real in order to have significance. And that's not what we're suggesting at all. We're suggesting it's illusionary, although very significant, absolutely. Illusionary in that it's a reality that you create. You create. You exist in each and every atom of your entire universe. Every individual existing within your vibrational level participates in the creation and exists within each and every atom of the entire universe. How can that be? It's illusionary. It's not real. The irony of it is that this reality that you are experiencing in your awakened consciousness state is the most illusionary reality that you will be involved in creating. The realities that you experience in your altered state of consciousness, in your dream state, and in your meditative state, and in your between-incarnational state, are much more real than the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. This reality that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state, indeed, is a reality that's put in place, that you create to validate your belief systems. And many of those belief systems you choose in your altered state of consciousness. That becomes difficult to grasp in your awakened consciousness state because everything that you put in place in your awakened consciousness state says this is real. This is what's important. The rest is not important. The irony of it is that once again, this is the most illusionary state that you will be involved in. And this is the most difficult state for you to sustain because of its illusionary aspect. You understand absolutely that each of you will sleep. You will not sustain this awakened consciousness state. You will sleep. And in that sleep, you will enter into a dream state. Everyone dreams. Everyone enters into that state. It doesn't matter whether you recall those dreams or individuals will say, "Oh, I never dream." We assure you that everyone dreams. Everyone enters into that state. And in that dream state, you interact with the other portions of your multi-dimensional personality that you are, and you interact with other entities that are involved in your vibrational level, and you put in place the agreements and the contracts. You put in place, indeed, the belief systems many times for the creation of the reality that you are allowing to experience in your awakened consciousness state. And then you come back into your awakened consciousness state, and you have the experience, and you validate the belief systems. From that dream state, you go one step farther and you enter into the between-incarnational state, where you die, if you wish to use that terminology, but you can't die. You never really die. You simply alter states of consciousness. And in that altered state of consciousness, in that between-incarnational state, you are much closer to the level of understanding your creation process than you are at any other level of consciousness throughout your vibrational level. You're still under the influence of your veil. You are still not... indeed, having the capacity to understand completely the creation process. But you get glimpses. And it becomes much more difficult for you to believe that the reality you are experiencing is real, because you begin to grasp the concept that as you change what you perceive in terms of the mental concept of belief system, indeed the reality changes and you begin to get glimpses of, oh, I can do whatever I wish. And if you wish, you can choose to leave this vibrational level, or you can choose to return to this vibrational level in the form of another entity, if you wish, in another incarnational period. Now, we use a timeline there in order to give you a grasp of the concept. But it's important to understand, once again, that time and space are illusions. You were involved in that creation process, in that choice, for lack of a better terminology, in the now. Not in some past or future, but indeed constantly choosing to be involved in the creation, in this vibrational living. You are here by choice, absolutely. Now, the reality that you experience is a reality based upon the beliefs that you hold. In your awakened consciousness state, many individuals are involved in a day-to-day activity, and as a result of that experience and the emotions and feelings that are involved in that experience, they form a belief system, or a belief that's a part of a belief system. And they say, well, because this occurred, I now hold this belief. We would assure you that it's not that way at all. That incident occurred to validate a belief. You can have two individuals or three individuals or as many individuals as you wish involved in and participating in the creation of an event in your day-to-day activities. And because of the beliefs that they hold, they can all have different perceptions of what it was that they experienced, and they can all experience a different range of emotions and feelings. That reality, while it may appear to be the same for each individual, has different effects upon each individual and the perception of that experience that validates the beliefs that they hold. This reality that you experience, once again, is a reality that's a validation of the belief that you hold. The belief that you hold, it's your reality, it's your creation, not some other entities existing outside of your vibrational level, or even with inside your vibrational level, if that's what you wish to believe. But if you wish to believe that there are other influences on your reality, you can have that as well. It's an illusion. You can have whatever it is you choose. The irony of it is that you have whatever it is that you choose. The reality you experience is a validation of the beliefs that you hold. It validates your desires. It may not be a desire that you experience it as is, and you say, well, Josiah, how can you tell us that we're experiencing this terrible disease, and you're telling us that that's a validation of a belief that we hold? You may not have desired particularly to have that disease, but you may hold certain feelings and emotions, you may have certain attitudes, you may have certain beliefs, indeed, that you've put in place even in your between incarnational periods that make it possible for you to have that experience, so that you can experience the intense range and emotions of feelings that are surrounding that experience. And it's your choice. You see, you put in place those belief systems at other levels of consciousness other than your awakened consciousness state, despite the fact that you believe in your awakened consciousness state that this is the most important aspect of your reality. It's not really. In the altered states of consciousness, even in what you refer to as the between incarnational states, you choose the reality to experience, and you put in place belief systems that you bring into that incarnational state. You may put in place belief systems that, well, if certain aspects are occurring within this reality, then I want to have this experience, so I'll bring along that belief system. And indeed, you interact with other entities existing within your vibrational level, and you agree to participate. You agree that you will be involved in certain relationships in this particular incarnational period. And you put in place the possibilities to have certain experiences. Some of those are healthy experiences, some of them may be unhealthy experiences. It doesn't really matter. It's a choice to put in place a belief system. And you store that belief system for influences upon your physical body in what you refer to as your DNA. You know, scientists are discovering that there's a huge portion of the DNA that seems to have absolutely no value. It's like junk. They used to call it like junk DNA. There's a portion there that doesn't seem to really have any effect upon your reality or upon your physical being. We're suggesting that within that junk, within that DNA, there are a certain number of possibilities of belief systems that you have put in place. And based upon the choices and decisions and the attitudes that you have in your so-called awakened consciousness state, you have the capacity to alter the energy that surrounds that DNA. And as a result of the alteration of the energy surrounding the DNA, you can activate or deactivate certain aspects of that DNA and bring it into being so that you can have that experience in your awakened consciousness state. Your choice, your reality, put in place perhaps in an altered state of consciousness, but nonetheless, your choice, your reality, your creation, absolutely. Now, once again, you believe in this passage of time and space, and you're involved in this incarnational period, and this is the most important one. They're all important, and you exist in them all in the now. The past is only a validation of a belief that you hold that's validated in your awakened consciousness state. It does not exist in your altered state of consciousness. You are experiencing many incarnational periods in the now. You are so much more than what you perceive in your awakened consciousness state. You are a multidimensional personality that creates your reality. So you hold a belief, and that belief is validated in the experience that you have. If you believe that you're not worthy, then you will create certain realities to validate the belief. And you can have it. You can have it. It's not forced upon you. It's important to understand that you can have it. You can have whatever it is you desire, not only can, but do. You see, that stock of consciousness that you are creates the reality that you experience, and it does so from a position of absolute unconditional love, and it does not judge whether it's right or wrong. Right or wrong is a human consciousness awake concept. It does not exist at the level of consciousness from which you create your reality. If you desire to have what you, in your awakened consciousness state, judge to be a less than desirable experience, the spark of consciousness that you are validates the belief system by creating the reality, and it does so from a position of joy and absolute unconditional love. And so you can have whatever it is you desire, not only can but do. It is not right or wrong. Right or wrong, once again, is a human and awake consciousness concept. It does not exist at your other levels of consciousness. If you choose to believe you're not in control, that's not right or wrong. You can have that, absolutely. It's not a judgment to say, well, you must do this or you must do that. That's a human consciousness concept, once again. The stock of consciousness that you are does not judge. It creates your reality to validate your beliefs, and it does so from a position of absolute unconditional love, and it does so joyously. And so if you desire to believe that you have a multitude of entities that surround you and assist you in creating your reality, you can have that. Absolutely. It's not right or wrong. You can have that. If that's what you wish to believe, you can have that. If you wish to believe you're not in control, you can have that. It doesn't really matter. If you wish to believe that there's another entity that's influencing and creating your reality, you can have that too. The spark of consciousness that you are creates the reality that you desire. It validates the beliefs you hold, and it does so without judgment. And it does so from a position of absolute and unconditional love. Each and every time. Not just sometimes. All the time. The reality you experience is a validation of the belief you hold. If you choose to believe you're not in control, you can have that. Absolutely. It is not right or wrong. We're not suggesting to you that you should follow this certain type of experience or you should follow this type of creation process. Absolutely not. Do whatever it is you desire. You can have it. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. The reality you experience is a validation of the belief you hold. If you don't like your reality, change your belief. And if you change the belief, you will change the reality. It's really that simple. It's not difficult at all. You have to believe it's difficult, and you put in place all types of barricades to prove that it's difficult and that you're not in control, because then you see, you enhance the intensity of the emotions and feelings that you experience, and that's why you entered into this vibrational level in the first place. It's really that simple. We would challenge each of you to look at any aspect of correction process, any particular activity that you're involved in, and break it down. Why are you doing that? What is your ultimate goal? And you will find, if you are honest with yourself and continuously bring it back one more step, that eventually you will come to a point where you say, well, it's because I wish to experience this emotion or feeling. That's why you do it. And when you believe you're not in control, you intensify that emotion and feeling. And it's why you entered into this vibrational level in the first place. So there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with you choosing to believe that you're not in control. Absolutely not. You can have that if that's what you desire. It's not true. You are in control. We continuously suggest that there are but three truisms in this reality, in this vibrational level, not only in yours, but in any of the other vibrational levels throughout all of creation. And that is, number one, that you create the reality. And number two, that you are the God that you search for. And number three, that you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You absolutely cannot fail. This is not a task that you're put to. And if you don't do certain things or go in certain ways, that you're going to be subjected to existing within this vibrational level and perpetuating this experience. You're here by choice. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. It's an absolute guarantee. The rest is all up for grabs. You can create whatever it is you desire. You can create. Not only can, but do. That's the irony. The irony of it is that each and every one of you do this creation process on a continual basis. It's not something you have to learn. You may have to learn to alter it if you wish to have different experiences. But you don't have to learn how to do it, because you do it constantly. The reality you experience is the reflection of the belief that you hold. It's really that simple. If you wish to change a belief, many times it's difficult to get a grasp or an understanding of what that belief is. And we would suggest that if you pay attention to the attitudes, spontaneous attitudes, the reactions that you have when you are confronted with a certain day-to-day activity or experience, if you pay attention to the spontaneous attitudes of individual glimpses into the belief that you hold. You see, many times in your awakened consciousness state, you get this feeling that if you have a certain attitude, that that's wrong. Oh, I can't have that. I can't feel that way. I'm not supposed to think that way. That's not right. That's against somebody's teaching that you shouldn't be involved in that kind of thought process. We're suggesting that if you pay attention to that process, that it will give you glimpses into the beliefs that you hold that were responsible for the reality that you experienced in the first place. Beliefs and attitudes are reflections of one another. Spontaneous attitudes. You can, in your awakened consciousness state, hold an attitude and say, well, I believe that if I hold a certain attitude constantly, that that will influence my reality. And you can have that if you wish. We're not suggesting that you do away with those types of thought process. Absolutely not. But rather pay attention to that spontaneous attitude that will give you glimpses to beliefs that you didn't realize that you held, that are within your so-called subconsciousness, that you choose to put in place. You see, it's important you understand that you choose to put in place, because you see, if you make the choice to put them in place, you can also make the choice to alter the beliefs. If you don't make the choice to put it in place, if it's some other entity that's making your choices, then you can't alter that. Then you're no longer in control. And we suggest that you are entirely in control of the entire universe and the reality that you experience. It's a reflection of your beliefs, both as a human consciousness and as a society and as individuals. Absolutely. And so if you wish to change it, once again, change the belief and to grasp an understanding of what the belief is, pay attention to your spontaneous attitudes and then make conscious efforts to change the belief. Many times when you change belief or attempt to change a belief, you have other beliefs that are influencing that reality. And so we refer to them as belief systems. We use an analogy. Did you understand, or at least your scientists will tell you, that this universe that you experience is a universe that's made up of atoms. And those atoms have certain common characteristics of neutrons and protons that are combined, and through the density they form together to make molecules, and these molecules are mass to match the matter that you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And yet they all come down to that common denominator of atoms, which are quite similar in their individual makeup. They may have differences in terms of the electrons and protons and protons and the neutrons, and they may have differences in terms of the density, but nonetheless similarities in terms of their makeup. And yet the combination of these particular atoms can have an entirely different effect in terms of what you experience in your awakened consciousness state as a result of the matter that they are seemingly creating as they are combined. And so it is that you have beliefs that are similar, and yet when you combine them into belief systems, they can have an effect upon the reality that you experience. It's a combination of a multitude of beliefs that give you this reality, that give you this awake consciousness state that you experience. And so you have a combination of beliefs in a belief system. And it can be very difficult to simply say, well, I'm going to change that belief. But while you have many other beliefs that you hold that override the reality, so that you change that one belief and you can experience some type of success for momentarily, but then suddenly it dissipates, it's gone, and you're right back where you were, because of the belief system. Let us give you an example. If you believe that you are a less than worthy person, if you believe that you can't have certain things, it doesn't matter what it is. For some individuals, they have difficulty in creating abundance. For another, it's difficulty being involved in certain lasting relationships. It doesn't matter what it is. If you have certain aspects that you feel are difficult for you to create because you're not worthy, then you can change the belief for these realities in terms of, I wish to have that in my reality, whether it be abundance or relationships, it doesn't really matter. But the other reality that you hold is that you don't believe indeed that it's possible for you to have that particular reality sustained because you're not worthy. Then you won't have that experience perpetuated. You'll have glimpses of it. You will come in, you may create abundance, but along comes this tragedy that is all gone. Or you become in a relationship, involvement, all right, but it's a relationship that 2 months later you wish you'd never met the person. This is not what you experienced or expect to experience in that relationship. Because you hold other belief systems that are influencing the reality. Belief systems, perhaps, that you're not worthy. Belief systems that you don't deserve. Belief systems that somehow this reality is beyond your capacity to control. Belief systems that other entities, either entities that you interact with as your neighbors or your other companions that you interact with and deal with on a daily basis, somehow have the capacity to influence your reality. Or that there are other entities surrounding you, unseen entities that are influencing your reality, and you're not in control. Then you create the reality to validate the belief that you're not in control, or that these other entities, these neighbors and these friends, are influencing your reality. Be it in a negative way or a positive way, it doesn't matter. You are allowing to be influenced by their participation in your creation, in an agreement that you participate to validate the beliefs that allow you to have the experience as well as allow the others to have their experience in that same creation process of that particular event or activity. Your creation that validates the belief you hold. We very seldom give you suggestions as to what you should do in terms of creating, but rather allow you to choose what you believe will work for you. For you see, what's important is not the method or the technique, but your belief in the method or the technique. We use an analogy that you have a body of water that you come upon that you wish to cross. And this body of water has a a bank of fog that's just sitting offshore, so that you don't know how far the journey is. You don't know what it is that you're about to become involved in. And some individuals come down upon this shore, and they look up and down the shore, and there are a multitude of vessels lined up at the docks along the shore. And some individuals run up and down the shore, checking out the vessels. Is this one big enough? Does it have a big enough engine to take us on this journey that we don't know how difficult or how far it's going to be? Does it have all of the proper equipment? Is it have the necessary provisions and crew to get me there? And they check out all the vessels, and they spend all of their time running up and down the shoreline checking the vessels, but never really embarking on the journey. Always wondering whether or not this is the proper way, whether it should be this vessel or this vessel, would be this method or technique or this particular method or technique. And then other individuals come down to that particular shore, and they see that bank of fog that's offshore, and they come upon the first vessel, and they say, well, I think this will do. And they get in the vessel, and they attempt the journey, and they are very successful. Because you see, they believe that the vessel is capable of completing that which they desire to do. What's important is not the method or the technique, but the belief. You see, the irony of it is that this analogy that we use that has the bank of fog that's off the shore on a body of water is something that's illusionary. You could walk across it if you want. You don't need a vessel. You only need to believe. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. It's really that simple. And if you don't like the reality, change the belief. You create this reality from a position of absolute and unconditional love. You, as a human consciousness, have chosen to enter into what we have referred to as the New Age and New Energy. And in the year of 1987, you began a transition period into the year of 2012. And in the year of 2012, you will have completed the alteration, a very subtle alteration and change in this electromagnetic type of energy, this veil that permeates your existence in this vibrational living. And as a result of the alteration of that energy, it's going to be possible for you, and in fact is possible, has always been possible, but you didn't believe it. It's always been possible and will be even more possible for you in this so-called New Age and energy to consciously grasp the reality that you desire, to consciously grasp the belief systems and to alter them and to create this reality. You, as a human consciousness, have chosen to make that alteration. It's not some other entity. It's not some type of evolutionary process. It's a choice you've made to alter your reality, to alter a belief system. It's really that simple. Now, it's not important that you choose to be involved in that particular belief system in your awakened consciousness state. In your altered state of consciousness, we assure you, each and every entity existing within your vibrational level has agreed to participate in that creation, in that alteration of this electromagnetic type of energy. It's a done deal if you wish. You've all agreed at some level of your consciousness. Whether you agree to participate in your awakened consciousness state doesn't really matter. It's immaterial. You don't have to. This is a choice. Once again, your entire existence is a choice, not something that you have to be involved in. But should you choose to be involved, it will be possible for you, and it is even more possible now than it has been in your so-called past, for you to consciously influence and to create your reality, to consciously grasp and get an understanding of your beliefs and belief systems so that you can alter them. Many times, once again, when you attempt to create what you might in your awakened consciousness state, an experience or a reality that's a desirable experience or reality, you have difficulty in sustaining it. You have difficulty in sustaining it because you don't believe you're worthy. You don't believe that it's something that you can have. You don't believe you're in control. You don't believe that it's possible. At some level of your consciousness, you have indeed put in place that belief system that you're not in control. And it's not difficult to understand why. You entered into this vibrational level and put in place an electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to have that understanding in your awakened consciousness state. You can, however, in your altered state of consciousness, get glimpses of who and what you truly are. and you can bring that back into your awakened consciousness state. And one of the keys in order to create this reality consciously is that you must like who you are. You see, you create this reality once again from a position of absolute and unconditional love. It's not something that just occurred magically from some other entities that decide, well, maybe you should have this experience and maybe that entity over there should have this experience. We're going to allow that entity to experience poverty and this one to experience disease and this one to experience abundance. Absolutely not. You experience those realities to validate beliefs that you hold. You, if you wish to have that capacity to alter your reality consciously, must begin to like who you are, to begin to understand that you create all of the reality from a position of absolute and unconditional love. And we would suggest that you begin to like who you are by making a list of certain principles that you would apply to your existence. Make a list of the principles. And it doesn't matter what principle it is, just make a list. And then go down through the principles and choose the ones that are the most important to you. And it's important for you to do it from the part of view that this is for you. You want to be the individual that you want to be. You're not doing this to impress other individuals. You're not doing this because, oh, so-and-so would like it if I had this certain principle right at the top and the next one on this level and my other friend over here would like it if I held this principle. We're suggesting that you make the list of principles and then you choose the order of importance based upon what's important to you to be the individual that you desire to be. And don't be afraid as time goes on and you participate in the so-called evolutionary process that you believe in your awakened consciousness state to alter the principles of what becomes important, because it's quite possible, in fact frequently happens, that as you continue to strengthen your character, you change the importance of the principles. And you apply the principles. It's really that simple. And as you apply the principles, the more you apply the principles, the more you strengthen your character. And the more you become the character that you wish to be. Not a character that you're doing to influence others, but to influence yourself so you like who you are. You apply the principles. Now, many individuals apply the principles, and then suddenly they come to a point whereby they're applying the principles and they fail in a certain particular experience. And so, they dwell on the failure. They dwell on the failure. I can't do this. I'm a failure. I've been applying the principles and along comes this excellent opportunity for me to apply one of the principles so that I can enhance my liking of myself, and I fail. And so you dwell on the failure. And guess what? This fog of consciousness that you are validates the belief you hold and you can be in your awakened consciousness state a failure. The stock of consciousness that you are never fails. Never fails. It creates the reality to validate the belief that you hold. Without exception, it never fails and it rejoices in that creation process. If you don't dwell on the one time that you fail, if you're involved in some type of activity, if your instructor in this class, for example, were to ask you to write some type of an examination at the end of your interactions, and if you came away with a 98% average, you would count yourself as being very successful, because you would not dwell on the 2% that you didn't succeed in, but rather you would dwell on the 98% at which you were successful. And so it is when you apply the principles. Dwell upon the times when you're successful, not the few times when you're not successful. Put that aside. Don't worry about it. Get on with it. Oh, that's what happened. I got to do better the next time, but I've been doing better most of the time, so that's what's important. Let's continue, because I like who I'm becoming. And when you like who you become, when you begin to strengthen your character, then you have the capacity to begin to do the things that are necessary for you to love yourself consciously. And when you begin to love yourself consciously, then you begin to have the capacity to create your reality consciously, to get a grasp of the understanding of the beliefs so that you can alter them, to create your reality, and to do it consciously. You see, love is a state of being in a state of doing. You do certain things that allow either yourself or another individual to experience what you might refer to as positive emotions and feelings. And it's important for you to understand when you're involved in certain doings of things to participate in that other individual, or indeed in yourself having the opportunity to experience that range of positive feelings and emotions, that understand what it is that you're doing. Be quite specific. You see, many times you're involved in doing certain things that you believe you're doing out of love, and it's not really out of love at all. There may be love involved, but it's not doing certain things to allow the other individual, or indeed yourself, to experience those unconditional feelings of love and emotion. When you give to someone, for example, it's important to understand that if you give to allow the other to experience certain emotions, such as emotions of joy, or such emotions of security, or of knowing, or of belonging, or of understanding, those important emotions, if you give to someone, then you must give to them unconditionally. And unconditionally means that you give it without any conditions. Now, you're involved in interactions with other individuals constantly where you give them something provided that they meet certain criteria. You have children that you may send off to certain education, and you say just to them, I'm going to give to you the necessary financial assistance for you to complete your so-called education, providing that you continue to reach a certain standard. And if you don't reach that standard, then I'm not going to give to you anymore. That's not a gift that's given to allow that individual to feel security. That's not a gift that's given to allow that individual to feel a sense of belonging. There's nothing wrong with the giving and being involved in that type of interaction. It's what allows you to function as a society. But it's important for you to understand that that's not a gift of love. A gift of love is an unconditional gift. And it means it has no conditions. You can do whatever you wish with the gift. It allows that person to feel that sense of security or joy, or that sense of belonging or knowing, that sense of commitment that someone would give without conditions. And so it's important when you are doing certain elements to allow the other to experience these interactions and these feelings, that you understand what it is that you're doing. Pay attention. And when you do that, for others or for yourself, it's the same either way, whether you do it for someone else or for yourself, it's only the direction that changes. Then you begin to like who you are even more, and you begin to experience self-love. And there are amazing things happen when you begin to experience self-love. You suddenly begin to have that capacity to understand what it is that's responsible for the creation that you're experiencing. Particularly as you enter into this new age and new energy, you begin to grasp the concept consciously that you can alter your reality by altering your belief system. You begin indeed to interact with other individuals on an entirely different basis. People begin to smile at you without having any concept or understanding of why it is that they look at you and smile. You begin to carry an air about you because you like who you are and you love yourself consciously. And you begin to create consciously. That's within your capacity. Now, it's not necessary that you make that choice. We're not suggesting for an instant that you should all run out and do this. That's your choice. It's your choice. It's your reality. It's your creation. When you, as individuals, exist in this vibrational level, and you once again agree to participate in the human consciousness belief system, and one of those belief systems is that the entities entering into your so-called incarnational state will bring with them that capacity to understand who and what they truly are. And you're beginning to experience that. You're beginning to see individuals that you New Agers are referring to as the indigo children. The children who seem to have capacities that are beyond what you would refer to as normal abilities. talents that seem to be extraordinary. It's not that that's not available to each of you. The irony of it is that those individuals are not new individuals to your Earth system. Absolutely not. They're entities that have been involved in this creation process since the beginning of time, if you wish to believe in the passage of time and space. They're new. They're, individuals have chosen to re-enter, to reincarnate. And you will have that opportunity should you once again choose to come back into this incarnational period, into this awakened consciousness state. And those entities are bringing with them, at some level of their consciousness, this understanding that they are the creators of their reality. And you see, they're not asking for some entity to assist them. They're not asking for a gift. They're taking what's theirs. They understand that it's theirs. They can have it. They don't have to ask. It's their reality. It's their creation. It's your reality and your creation. You don't have to ask. You can if you wish. If you wish to believe that that's the necessary element, you can do that. But it's not necessary. You don't have to ask. It's your creation. Create whatever it is that you desire. And those new entities, those so-called indigo children, are bringing with them that understanding that they can create this reality consciously. And they're not understanding entirely how it's done. They're just understanding that indeed, if they wish to have it, they can have it. It's there. They don't have to ask some other individual. They can reach out and take it. And for many of the so-called entities that are involved in your so-called old age mentality, if you wish, that's a very difficult attitude for them to understand or to participate in. And they become very frustrated with these so-called indigo children who simply, once again, take what it is that they need. Because it's theirs. It's theirs. They understand at some level that if they wish it, they can have it. And it's not an arrogance. It's theirs. It's an understanding that they create a reality at some level. You do the same thing, you just don't grasp that understanding as well. These indigo children, once again, are coming back in with an understanding at some level of their consciousness that it's possible for them to consciously create this reality. And so, once again, should you believe in evolution, and should you continue on this so-called evolutionary process, based upon the belief systems that you hold, for lack of a better term, at this point in time, should you continue to so-called evolve and go beyond the indigo children into what you might refer to as the next generation, that generation, should the belief system continue, are what we refer to as the peacemakers. The individuals who not only understand that they can have what it is that they desire, but understand that they create it from a position of absolute and unconditional love. And they love themselves consciously. And from that element of creation, consciously loving yourself, you understand as well that each and every other entity existing within your vibrational level has the same capacity to love themselves consciously. And when you love yourself consciously, when you understand that you create your reality from that position of absolute unconditional love, when you understand that you are the God that you search for, when you understand that you cannot fail, then you become the peacemakers. Then you get that which you desire to have, absolutely. Now, it has indeed been a pleasure interacting and sharing with the act of you, and we welcome these opportunities. For indeed, it is for us an opportunity to interact and to share with you as well, for us to learn from the act of you. It's important for you to understand that what we suggest and what we submit to each of you is information that you choose to hear. It's information that's contained within inside of each of you. It's not something that we have access to that you don't have access to. To believe that there's some entity existing outside of your vibrational level that somehow has more knowledge of your creation than what you do is ludicrous. To believe that there's some entity that can come into your vibrational level and tell you how to create better than what you do is ludicrous. It's like you sitting in your home and looking across the street and understanding what goes on in your neighbor's house and saying, well, if they did this and this and this, they would live a better life. And so this is not that possible. And so it is that other entities existing outside of your vibrational level have no capacity to interfere or to create for you. And so the information that we refer and express to react to you is information that you desire to hear. It's information that's accessible to react to you. If you wish to understand how you create this reality, if you wish to understand the creation process, it's important that you become in contact with that so-called stock of consciousness that you are. The answers that you desire to hear are within inside each of you. It's not something that you can read written in a book. It's not something that you will learn by listening to entities like us who are expressing that which you desire to hear. But it's something that you must go within inside to experience. It's something that is available to each of you. That understanding, that knowledge, if you wish. It's all available. You are so much more than what you comprehend in your awakened consciousness side. You are the entities that are creating the reality that you experience. You are indeed the stock of consciousness that creates your reality. You are the God that you search for, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You are not separated from your spirituality. It's who and what you truly are. You can't lose it. It's not something that's separated from you and you have to search for it. It's something that you choose to hide from. We'd use the analogy that it's like taking your right hand and putting it behind your back and then looking around and saying, I wonder where my hand went to. It's right there. You cannot be separated from your spirituality. You are the creator of your reality. You are the God that you search for and you cannot fail. The rest is illusionary. The rest is up for grabs if you wish. The only limitations to your creation is your imagination. You have but to believe. You have but to go it inside. And while we welcome these opportunities, we ask you to understand that indeed we do not give you any information that's not available to each of you. We are not some entity that has access to knowledge that's not available to each and every one of you. You have but to believe. We welcome these opportunities to interact. We welcome these opportunities to share with each of you. We welcome these opportunities to experience certain realities through our friend Elias. And for that we are truly grateful to each of you. And if you wish to interact with us, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but by our vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.